Hello, dudes! Cowabunga! Michelangelo here from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just telling you that you are listening to the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast! Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast. The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting. That's right, we're a group of grown men who love collecting toys and found a way to trick the opposite sex into having real life relationships with us. Sometimes even resulting in children. So this is where we come to talk about all the immature things we love and how it affects our lives in general, as husbands, fathers, and even at the workplace. Now go find a good hiding spot to listen to the latest edition of this podcast, because if your wife, girlfriend, or even your mom finds out, she may just want to kill you. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 56 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and we are here to have a special episode where we go through multiple lists of top five things, toys, movies, or whatever else comes out of our stupid heads for 2016. So we're here at the start of 2017, and we are ready to wrap up the year we just finished, which has been a great year as far as action figures and entertainment and all those things have to go. As you know, I don't do this show alone. So with me today, I have the two best co-hosts a host could have. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful. I'm excited about this. It's been such a fun year of toys and action figures. And just, let's be honest, cool nerd stuff that it's going to be hard to get through this episode.
And next to him and across from me, we have my other co-host, Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Well, tired. Been up for a while. Snow does that to me. But still excited and ready to go. I think we are going to... We asked last week for some listener feedback. We asked for them people to put together some top five lists of their favorite action figures, toys, and whatnot. And send them to the email. As of last night, we had one, but I put out a call for everybody to give us some more lists, and we had some people answer the call. So we've got some good stuff to talk about, and Travis is, I think, looking that up right now.
I got him.
You got him.
You know what I'll say? I think part of the issue with that is we forget, you know, when we do a podcast, not everybody listens to that podcast that week even.
No, they might not.
Yeah, you know, and where Facebook is definitely, I'd say, the best avenue for communicating with our fans.
Yeah.
And so we probably should have just put that out on Facebook right away.
It speaks to our professionalism.
Very
which
true.
We lack, because we are not professionals.
Very
we
true.
We are just a bunch of local idiots in Whitehall, Michigan that get together and talk about things we love every week, and hopefully somebody likes listening to it. So,
yeah,
we're trying and we're learning.
Yeah.
Still learning.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'd say about 3 years from now, we're going to have this down.
We might.
We might.
We'll either be down or we'll all be not talking to each other.
Yeah, that's possible, too. first, I wanted to hit Kyle Moore. Okay.
I'd like to hit Kyle Moore, too.
Great friend of the show.
You'd hit that?
Oh, I'd hit that like a caveman.
Toy enthusiast.
Yeah.
I'll say one of the things I love about Kyle, he loves a lot of different toy lines. So he gave us quite an interesting list.
What I like about Kyle is he's very excitable.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely that.
He gets wound up.
He does get wound up.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. So if you guys are okay with it, I want to hit all of Kyle's lists. Is that okay with you guys?
Hell yeah. Right. Whatever Kyle wants to contribute, whatever Kyle gives us, we'll take it.
Yep. So Kyle said for his top five Marvel. Now, I will tell you, what we asked for was your top five toys of 2016. So this is going to give you a good example of how well people follow direction. The title of this was, you know what this is for, fuckers. The top five Marvel. Marvel Legends Deadpool, number one. I probably should have read this the other way. Number five.
Another speaks to our professionalism again.
The Marvel Legends Iron Man helmet.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was the best when Pete got his head stuck in it.
Yeah, seeing Pete trying to put that on. Marvel Legends Nick Fury, number four.
That was a good figure.
Number three, Hot Toys Sideshow Deadpool.
What does he mean by that?
Well, I don't know. He might mean both of them, or he might just mean the Hot Toys one would be my guess. Yours. I don't think... my guess, he probably means both.
He probably does.
Yep. Which would make this a top six. But Marvel Legends Wolverine.
Great figure.
Yeah, I think we'll hear about that figure again. And number one. Drum roll? No, because I already said it. Marvel Legends Deadpool.
Yeah. Marvel Legends Deadpool in Kyle Moore's eyes is the best Marvel Legend figure that came out this year.
It's a great figure.
It's a good figure.
Yep. Moving on, it said his top five Star Wars. I would say Kyle is a Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Marvel Legends guy. I mean, that's, I think, and don't get me wrong, he collects some other things, too. He goes outside the box a little bit. But those are his big three, I'd say. Top five Star Wars. Number five, Black Series 6-inch True Droid 3-pack.
Oh, okay.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I don't have that. I'd like to
really?
Have that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good little figure.
Do you have that?
I do.
I don't know.
Well, I think I do.
It's just a bunch of R2 units, isn't it? Three R2 units.
Holy shit.
I've never seen it in your collection.
I don't know. I better. Number four, Black Series 6-inch Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka. You know, she is a great figure, but you
don't try anymore with him.
Yeah, there's no point. But she is a shelf wrecker.
Oh, she's bald?
She's got the tiniest little feet. She's a great sculpt. She's a great figure. But if someone's going to take out 10 figures, a domino effect on my shelf of my Star Wars Black, it's Ahsoka Tano.
She's a badass Jedi, huh? Yeah. Take out 6 figures, 10 figures. Number three, Black Series 3.75, Emperor's Royal Guard.
Oh, that you love them.
I do. I can't wait for him to make it at a 6-inch.
6-inch is going to be badass.
Yeah, so badass.
Should they go cloth? I don't think they should go cloth. I think they should go sculpted robe. It would look nice sculpted folds. And
I understand what you're saying, but I doubt it. I think it's going to be cloth. Number two, Black Series 6-inch SDCC Obi-Wan.
Fantastic figure.
Pretty cool piece.
Can't argue with it.
Yeah, pretty cool piece. And his number one, Black Series 6-inch TIE Fighter.
Okay. I don't think that was a 2016 release, though.
Really? I don't remember.
Didn't you have it for sale at not this last Grand Rapids Comic Con, but the one before it? I could swear.
I don't remember. But you know what? I could see where that came in, because Kyle's such a cheap ass. He didn't buy it until it got down to like...
And neither did I.
Yeah. So we all got it.
All got it, but I don't think that was a 2016 release.
It probably was a 2015.
No, it wasn't, because that what came out for The Force Awakens, which was a 2015 movie.
Oh, good job, Kyle.
Kyle, jeez. You suck.
Jeez.
I mean, he's old and senile. He doesn't know what year it is.
His honorable mentions. Not in any particular order. SH Figure Arts, blah, 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 blah. Mythic Legions, blah, 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 blah. Stormtrooper helmet, NECA's Alien Cryogenic Lab set. That's the one that has the two little cryogenics, and I'll tell you.
You brought that in, right?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I think it's a cool little piece. And Cap's shield. Love, Kyle.
Cap's shield is pretty cool.
Some pretty cool figures on that list. Toys, just toys in general. We're going to hit Gary. It's been a while since we've heard from Gary. I will tell you, Gary wrote us a essay.
Yes, he did.
All right,
he did last year, too.
Yep. So I'm not going to read everything Gary had to say.
Just pick the best stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the best stuff, because partially he sent us in a list of 10, too. And
look for the F word. Usually when he really means something, he throws an F word in there.
His honorable mentions, Legends X-Men Wave Wolverine, Loyal Subjects G.I. Joe Series 2 Firefly, Motu Prince Adam from the Loyal Subjects as well, and Revel Tech Amazing Yamaguchi Deadpool. None of us have that figure, but I have watched reviews and seen stuff online. It's pretty cool. You know, it's legend scale. It's Revel Tech, so it's, you know, you can get into a lot of really cool poses. But I would not put it ahead of this Marvel Legends Deadpool on my list. Number 10, Kirby Nendoroid.
Kirby, is he talking about the Nintendo game?
Yeah,
Kirby.
Sure.
Yep. Isn't that a little white round thing that's like a
puff of air with skin?
Yep, that kind of describes. He makes some things about it. I'm not even going to read them because I don't really care.
It's like a big emoji.
Yep. Now, number 9, Lego Doctor Strange Sanctum Sanctorum. Not necessarily a figure, but the fact that we have a Lego Doctor Strange is just amazing. The set forgoes most of the modern Lego gimmickry and gives us a straightforward location-based set. It was fantastic. And I'm not a Lego guy.
I'll have to take his word for it.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool.
What Lego sets aren't cool nowadays? They're all awesome.
But not only that, the fact that he's right, that you're getting a Doctor Strange Lego set. That's just awesome. Transformers Titans Return Wheelie. Finally, Wheelie gets the figure he deserves since 1985. The original Wheelie figure was all kinds of garbage, but I loved it as a kid because it was my favorite Autobot. Now I have the Wheelie I should have had back then, and he's glorious. And I can't picture Wheelie for some reason.
Isn't it that little thing that they used to ride around from the Mask line?
Oh.
I just wish I had the time that Gary has to sit and just research obscurity to throw us off our
hands. I don't know what Wheelie is either.
Marvel Legends Doctor Strange Iron Fist.
Oh. He's going to be bitching at us. You know that.
This is a gem.
What's that? Oh, yes.
Iron Fist, yes. Simply the best representation of Danny in toy form to date. Finally, we get a figure of Danny in his modern costume, and the new buck they use on the figure and included accessories are just gravy. Yeah, and I got to agree with him on this one. That Iron Fist.
Fully agree.
Amazing figure.
Iron Fist almost made my top 5 of all toys this year because he's just that good.
And I'm a
it's paint. I don't, that one, it's a cool figure. It just doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do it for you,
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. Hmm. So, it's a repainted Spider-Man with flame things you can put on his hands.
Mondo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Leonardo. I finally got him after a long-ass delay, and while it has a few issues, it's still a beautiful figure. Loads of accessories, serviceable articulation, and great sculpt make it a winner.
Now, I'm confused. Does anybody here know what the Mondo, which ones are those? They're not the big...
No,
NECA quarter
they're
scale.
Not the big
those...
ones, but they're more of like, I think they're comparable to SH figure arts. I just think they're bigger.
Okay.
But I can't say that for sure without
they're
doing
one. It. They're 1/6 scale.
So they're 12
so
inches.
So they're hot toys.
You got a picture of one?
I do.
Yeah, so they're probably pretty awesome.
Oh, those do look cool.
And they're the...
Straight out of comic,
it's
right?
It's the original comic, so they're all red banded.
Oh, gotcha.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Looks like he's dropping a green deuce.
I don't like that.
He's got a tail.
NECA New York Comic Con exclusive Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder and Foot Clan set.
I remember those.
Yep, the box sets.
I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yep.
Those are the ones that are digitized, like the 8-bit game.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Gary said it makes him extremely sad that he sold off his NECA Mirage Turtles in anger 5 years ago after it became apparent that we were never going to get those. Because the rumor is, and I should say rumor, but this is what Gary says, and I think it's true. 7 years ago, they teased that box set.
Which one?
The one that he just listed.
The video
here.
Game one.
The video game one. 7 years ago, they teased it, and it just came out this year.
That's tragic.
Can you?
It's awesome that it happened,
but
finally.
But can you absolutely admit? And so that's where he makes a comment that in angry 5 years ago, he sold off his game because he never thought he was going to get it anyway, so he couldn't have it all sitting on a shelf together. Number 4, Marvel Legends Doctor Strange Wave Nico Minuri. For 13 years, I've desperately wanted figures of the Runaways, and we finally have one. She's just as grand as I could have dreamed. I love that figure.
Cool figure.
Figure is cool.
Yeah, I love that figure. Number 3, SH Figure Arts Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Michelangelo. Like number 2 on his list, which we haven't got to yet, a figure that seems to have jumped straight from the source material. The figure is everything we could have dreamed of as kids and watching the cartoons and wanting exact toys representation of the Turtles. It's SH Figure Arts.
They're always going to do well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I read that one, too. Me and Gary got something in common. We're both Michelangelo fans.
Yeah. Big surprise. I don't think that's all you got in common. So that would be SH Figure Arts.
Derogatory, I think.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Or Michelangelo. I don't know if I've seen. You've got Raph, don't you?
I've got Raph. Yeah. I think Leo.
On his way, too. It's an amazing set. Number 2, NECA. Quarter-scale Teenage Ninja Turtle movie, Donatello. When I bought it, 1/4 scale didn't really register in my head what size would mean. It's a fucking human baby size action figure of a Ninja Turtle. Simply stunning when NECA is produced here for $100. I'll say that too. That price point, $100. I mean, that's to get a figure that big and that cool looking at $100 in today's market. That's pretty killer.
So is there any hope you're going to get those?
The Leonardo and the Donatello and the
Raph, I think.
Raph for the ones that are out. It's probably slim on those, but I will get both Michelangelo and Leonardo.
So we'll have to look someplace else.
And I haven't seen Raph out yet, so.
No, neither is Leonardo.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen Michelangelo out yet.
I don't think. The only two releases, Donnie and Raph, at this point, as far as I know.
And Raph, I think, ships this. Raph was the pre-order. I don't think it ships till the end of this month. And then I want to say it's March and May, or March and the end of April.
Gotcha.
For the other two.
And number one coming in for Gary was Sideshow 1/6 scale Wolverine. What can I say? Sideshow does incredible work. As I said before, Auback X-Men wears his X-Men, and by extension, Wolverine in his tan costume, which is the best, by the way. Gary wants to make sure you guys understand that. This figure is just extraordinary. The sculpt is flawless. The facial features of both heads are menacing yet subdued. He comes with killer interchangeable stuff in various poses. You can put Wolverine any pose you could ever wish. I will say that those figures are amazing. I have stayed away from them because, like I've said, I can't get into that scale.
Well, it's the same.
It's Deadpool.
Yep. Same as Deadpool. Yes. But they pre-ordered them at the same time, right?
Yep, it's that Wolverine.
Yeah. Get that fucking face, man.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's an amazing figure. You know. And I get it. So, I mean.
That would, and again, I have no desire to get into this scale, but that is one, just being a Wolverine fan, I will have that someday.
It's a pretty sweet figure.
The hooded face is just as great.
It's like, that's one I think I would rather go Sideshow.
Because figure is amazing.
Because I never have liked
Hugh Jackman's
costumes. Yeah, I've never done him justice with.
If they put him in a costume, but you could always get that one and get a Hugh Jackman head and put it on there.
That head's so good though.
That head is amazing. That's straight up comic. That's comic Wolverine. Almost. Like scary horror movie comic Wolverine, those are the Wolverine stories I love. Moving on, thanks a lot, Gary. We're moving on to Joe Ryan, who sent us a pretty good list too.
Thanks for the list, FedEx guy.
Yeah, there we go. Joe says, "Hey, you fine, sexy men beasts. Seeing I help out at TNI's message board and pretty much eat, sleep, and bleed action figures, how could I not send in a top 5?" Okay, now he does say right from the beginning, these are figures that I have handled. Okay, he goes, if I was actually going to say all of 2016 and all, because he said he doesn't do a lot of imports, he doesn't do a lot of high ends, he's not a snob like Steven. Right. So he says these are going to be figures that he's handled. He goes, sorry, I went a little Steven on my top 5, but I couldn't help myself.
What does that even mean?
It's very long and in depth. I think, but he's still not to your level, believe me.
Oh my gosh.
So, his number 5, Mattel Halo 6-inch SDC Hilo Skrull Spartan. All right. I was worried Mattel wouldn't be able to live up to the McFarlane Halo figures, but they surprised me and I was very happy with how they turned out. So this is something none of us collect. And I don't think any of us probably played Halo.
No. I was not a Halo guy.
Yep. So we missed out on that. So,
and I don't like oranges. So they're both looking at me right now like I've got a cock hanging off my face. For those of you that are familiar with anything in the world, Halos are those tiny oranges they make for kids that don't have seeds in them. They're easy peel. They're called Halos.
Just so everybody knows, right now he does not have a cock hanging off his face.
So. Are you sure that's not a cock?
Well, right now he doesn't have one.
Right. So. We're going to take your word on that one. Number 4, NECA's Aliens Day Kenner Ripley. You guys remember this? They did Aliens Day, yep. If you ask me, NECA stepped up their game and hit a number of home runs these last couple of years. As they started to dive more into the Kenner-inspired Predator and Alien figures, I was really hoping they would do the humans too. And they knocked it out of the park with a special Aliens Day Toys R Us exclusive. I love this figure growing up and love the new ones even more. Can't wait to see what else they have up their sleeve.
They did Ripley. Yeah. So great to have a female lead, a strong female. Wait, was that like 20 years ago? Oh, we did have them back then.
Oh, yep. Stab me in my face.
They've been around for a while.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
I will say that I totally agree with them. NECA did knock it out.
That was cool. That was very, very, very cool.
You know, and similar to like your Ghostbuster things that you've been collecting, Peter. You know, I mean, they've done a good job with the likeness and the alien figures. I think were probably some of their best ones. Number three, Titans Return Fortress Maximus. I had never had Fort Max as a kid. I had Metroplex. But by the time the headquarters came out, I wasn't into toys as much. Even if I was, I doubt I would have ever had this guy. Now that I'm a grown adult, how could I pass up this beast? I was hoping to hold out for the Takara version, but let's be honest, I don't think I'll be able to afford it. And I'm hoping some third-party companies will help me out, will help us out, poor U.S. schmoes that had to stick with the Hasbro one. The size alone on this thing puts it in a category all its own. I mean, you should have to fill out adoption papers for this thing.
Did you ever take...
I have not opened a single one yet. I did. I got two of these for Peter. It's beautiful in the box. I've watched videos on it. It looks amazing. I'm keeping my Transformers boxed. Surprise.
Because you don't, because you're keeping them for the resale.
Maybe
one of them.
Have these, well, one of them. I do. I got two of them, and one will eventually get. So I will sell down the road. You know, it's one of those things I put in a closet. But I wanted the big ones. I wanted those Titans for me to hold on to. That if the day came where I wanted them, I could open five of those beasts, and you know, between Devastator or Metroplex, which I ended up selling all of them, but. But now I got Magnus, so...
You don't have
Magnus.
Devastator anymore?
I do have Devastator
still. Oh, okay.
You still got your SDCC one, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yep. And you picked up a couple of the non-SDCC ones at Toys R Us or whatever, when they were on sale?
Somewhere, I think. Yeah, I can't remember. But I did get a good deal on those ones. I got... Yeah, number two, the Black Series 6-inch Ahsoka. Ahsoka.
Notice you didn't say the last name this time.
He didn't have it on there. Star Wars being one of my main loves, I couldn't even leave out the Black Series. While there have been a number of awesome figures from this line, I love the realistic looks of the animated series figures. I have a special bond with these figures because it's my son's Star Wars and something we can both share and love. With that being said, Ahsoka has been a favorite of mine since Clone Wars started, and I was excited to see her back for Rebels. I love this grown-up realistic version of her oh so much.
Yeah, because she's hot.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful figure.
It is. It's a wonderful figure.
Yep. I mean, it made two people's lists. All right. Number one is last one. NECA New York Comic Con and San Diego Comic Con Teenage Mutant Ninja multi-packs. For my number one spot, I'm picking a box set. A box set's rather for the spot. The main reason is two are pretty much the same figures, just repainted. But also, I couldn't leave out my Turtles. And they came out with their own video game box set exclusive to SDCC. The Turtles are basically one figure sculpt with different weapons and the foot and Shredder. The same with a couple of different sculpts. But overall, design, attention, detail, even down to the paints. Again, NECA is on top, and the way they're going, the sky is the limit. How do we feel about that?
Well, I don't have anything. I've never handled...
Yep.
Them.
Yep.
But stuff looks great.
Yeah, and I think too, if you were a hardcore Turtles fan and that video game was like something that you were, I mean, that was your video game.
Right.
To then finally get the action figures, it doesn't surprise me why this made, you know, really high on two guys' lists. Two pretty into it toy guys.
Mm-hmm. And I'm ashamed that I can't say I've even seen that set.
Yeah.
So
His honorable mentions, DC collectible Batman versus Superman. DC film 7-inch armored Batman. So this is pretty good what he says here. I know, DC gets a lot of flack, but this figure from the DC collectibles is insane. The movie wasn't that great. The Mattel figures were washed up recycled plastic, but this guy looks like they took the character from the movie and shrunk him down to a 7 inches of awesomeness. The amount of detail in the suit and the light-up helmet is just too cool. Next time you're at a larger comic book store that carries these or a toy show, check him out and you won't be disappointed.
Hmm.
So here's what I got to say about that.
I believe
him too, because the reality is we haven't seen it.
Nope.
You know, the only DC figures we see, because we don't buy any of them, is at the store. And what's at the store is junk.
Right.
You know, the problem is, he's right, the icon, these collectibles, they are putting out really cool stuff. We just don't see it. You know, even when I go to a toy show, I probably sometimes just walk right past.
We're just not big enough DC fans to seek that stuff out.
Exactly. Yep.
You know.
Exactly. Real quick, I want to throw in a thing he said there. Thanks again, guys. I love the show. And if I'm ever up there, you know I'm dropping in and replacing someone. LOL. Hope you guys make it down to Kane County again. I don't know if you remember. I think it was Travis. But I was the one dealer at a booth that you gave a flyer to and commented, I love the show. I think you guys were like 3 to 4 episodes in back then. Small world. Ha. Huh. Joe Ryan.
Nice.
Yeah, and I remember it. Exactly.
You talked about it on the podcast,
yeah,
I think.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So that's Joe's list.
Thanks, Joe. That was awesome.
And I don't see another list for me to get into. Oh, shoot. Guess what? Boom. One just popped up.
Who was it?
Rob Yeomans,
yeah. Better late than never, Big Rob.
Oh, I will say thank you to Rob. I absolutely love these guys' lists. I love the amount of detail they put into it. And I'm not saying anything about you, Kyle, but the fact that he just gave me 5 really quick things to do.
Nice.
That'll be easy for me to do here. All right, so Rob just hit me up. The Nintendo Entertainment Center.
Oh, that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I
don't have one yet.
No,
they
I'm going
to
wait.
Tough to find around
I'm
going to
wait until they're readily available.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, in the Stucky part, it doesn't have my favorite game. I love Bionic Commando.
Mm, yeah.
And it doesn't have that on there. It has a lot of other great games.
I will buy that for one reason and one reason only. The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I understand.
I mean, straight up, yeah. I can't wait.
A Caltech sub-2000 in 9mm Glock.
I love it. I was hoping he'd have one on there. As you guys remember, Rob is an FFL, and he deals in guns. That's his other passion. So,
please tell me the rest aren't guns, too.
No, the rest are pretty damn good, though.
There is a grenade on there.
Do you want me to read them, or do you want me to stop?
No, I want you to.
Oh, okay, all right. I just want to make sure. His number 3, custom Hulkbuster from Steven Bisciotti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 2, Titan... Fall 2 for PS4.
Mm.
Anybody played it?
No.
Nope, I haven't either.
That's the one where they wear the big mech suits, right?
Yep, I'm going to have to get it. The original Titanfall did not come out on PlayStation. This one has. So my son really wants to play it. I got to get it. And number 1, and I got to agree with him, it probably might be my number 1 too, his wife's vagina. So
is that really what it says?
That's what it says.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That didn't come out in 16, but it came in 16.
I can't.
So
I can't say I've ever handled that one. But
I only want to speak to things that I've handled.
Just gonna have to take his word for it.
Right.
It's probably a good thing.
I don't. I'm not gonna speak to anything I haven't tasted. So it's better that way.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Great list.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody. That's awesome.
Yep. We appreciate it. So now we're gonna move on, and I am going to give you my. Top 5 Marvel Legends from 2016. Now, I will say, this is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and looked, and holy shit, there is just so many good Marvel Legend figures. Not only were they... was a good one, excuse me, but they were also... There was a bunch of some of my favorite figures. Makes it tough.
Some of your favorite characters?
Favorite characters,
yeah.
Yep. I mean, just so... Makes it very hard. So I've got a list. I actually don't really have them in any specific order because I think that was kind of hard to do with these. I mean, I was lucky I was able to narrow it down to 5. And I got them here on the table. I don't have one that I want on the list, and that is going to be that Marvel's Legends Iron Fist from the Doctor Strange Wage. I love that figure, and I understand where Pete's coming from, but I just think it's a killer figure. He gets into some killer poses. He can do some amazing stuff.
And I get it, too. He's a ninja. You know, you've got a Bruce Lee action figure. I get it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, for me, he's just a great figure, okay? Next, I'm going to say the Marvel Legends Wolverine came out in the Deadpool series. This is the best Wolverine figure they've ever made. Short, like he's supposed to be. He could get into some killer poses. I love the butterfly shoulders. You know, so he can actually do some really dynamic poses with his claws. I think they're some of the best claws they've probably done. you know, even if you get one that the your claws are kind of wonky, it doesn't take much to bend them back.
No.
Yep, get them back in shape.
And if you're one of these guys that's using the spare hands with the claws retracted, quit listening to the show.
Yeah, who does
that? What the hell's wrong with you?
Who does that? Yep. Just an amazing figure. Civil War's Black Panther.
Epic.
You know, it's funny. I saw this figure in a package and thought he looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we got him open, and I actually got to play with him, and I think it was actually Pete did it. Pete opened. I might have opened these on the show.
Yep.
And man, then he just really popped to me.
Because a lot of it, you don't realize that it's sculpted.
Yep.
In the package, it looks like it's a very cool, very dynamic paint app. But when you actually get the figure out, it's sculpted and it's beautiful.
So good.
To have that kind of detail pop on something that's muted and pretty much all black.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the fact, too, that he is so poseable. You know, you could get him in some just great poses with those clawed hands. I love it. And you know, and the more I'm holding him right now, the more I look at his face, I am just so impressed with this figure. Absolutely love him.
Absolutely great.
Next, I'm going to go back a little bit, and I'm going to say probably early 2016, and that's going to be the Venom figure.
One of the first waves that came out, the Red Onslaught.
Yep.
That's the first wave I ever bought as a wave, remember?
He was in the Red Onslaught?
Yeah, I believe so.
Absorbing Man. Oh wow, that
Absorbing Man.
Yeah, Absorbing Man.
You sure it's 2016? Yep.
I'm gonna just.
It is. I guarantee it is because I looked him up last night when I was doing my list.
Oh, okay.
He's not on our. He wasn't on any of our 2015 lists. Okay. And I think he would have made my 2015 list. I love that Venom. And we're going back. I mean, obviously, but
it came out in January of last year. It was the first wave to hit.
Gotcha. He's beautiful. I still, to this day, I think he's a great figure. He's the Venom that I have wanted, the big, bulky, strong-looking, McFarlane-looking Venom. And I absolutely love him. Next, I'm going to say Civil War, Scarlet Witch.
A lot of detail in that figure.
I just think she's beautiful.
I have not yet held it out of the package.
I think they did a killer job on her face.
And her rack.
She is a beautiful figure. You know, if you look at her and you compare her to the Black Series Princess Leia that just came out, I'm like, how do they do that? How does Hasbro take a paint job like that, like they did on her face, and then put out that Leia? It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. I just feel like it is a beautiful figure. Steven.
Yeah.
Please don't fondle her.
Why not?
She's not made for that. She's made for putting in poses, not rubbing her.
I was just seeing how flexible her clothes were so that I could put her in maybe a more dynamic pose.
I see.
Even though I think I put her in this pose.
You did put her in that pose. I think it's a great figure, and it's one of those, you know, sometimes you see a movie representation figure, and you're like, that looks like a dog. You know, what in the world? And especially women. You know, Hasbro has not always been great to women.
The history of the dog face is very, very real.
Yes. And I just think it's a beautiful figure, and I absolutely love it. Thoughts, Steven?
Everything you said is true. She's good.
Of course.
She's great.
Marvel Legends Deadpool from the X-Men series. I actually like the Deadpool prior. This Deadpool, though, the amount of stuff they gave him and the attention to detail on some of his parts really make it pop for me. A lot of times they get really lazy with actual paint on certain things, like his grenades on his gun belt. You know, they're green. They look awesome. Some detail on his sword, on his hilt. You know, now, then another example is then the gun, of course. There's absolutely zero detail on it. Yeah. But I feel like this figure is one of the best figures they've ever put out. From his look all the way down to his boots, his ankle gauntlets. I just love this figure. I think it's done really well.
They did a bang-up job.
Yep. Impressed.
It's just a great representation of Deadpool.
And last but not least, to finish out my top five, Punisher. The Walgreens exclusive. I love the Punisher.
Is that like the only Walgreens exclusive you walk into a store and it's not on the shelf?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yep. I don't see them very much.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't find them.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't walk in and find 10 of them.
Yeah, like there's still 10 Namors.
Yeah.
10 Ant-Man.
10 Ant-Mans. Yeah, the Black Ant. I mean, you can still walk into a place and see a ton of Vader. You know.
Yeah, the purple head Vader.
This Punisher, just like that Deadpool, they did a really good job with his gear. I mean, the fact that his shells across his chest are painted, you know, it just really impresses me.
I love how they took the skull paint into the web gear.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, with the magazine holders.
Yeah, which is neat. Yeah, it's a cool figure, and they did a killer job with the heads. Like, I actually can't even. It's hard for me to figure out which head to put on him because I love them both.
Yeah,
you know, I absolutely love them.
Both fun.
Yeah. So it's a great figure, and I will say, like most of these figures, really the only ones that I would say don't have a special, the character doesn't have a special place for me is Wanda. I mean, she's beautiful and everything, but...
No, you haven't been exposed to her the way you have.
I mean, yeah, and I don't think...
It's Deadpool, Punisher, Wolverine, Venom, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Those are all people that have dominated your comic reading for the last many years, you know?
And Panther's even maybe a little bit lower, but because of those Avengers books wrote by Hickman, and I mean, I love the Black Panther, you know? I mean, so it's interesting to me, but I just feel like it's a great, great year of Marvel Legends, and this year looks like it's going to be just as
crazy.
Killer. Yeah.
Just as crazy to try to afford all this shit.
Oh, almost impossible. So that's mine. That's my Legends. You guys got anything you want to throw in on that, or?
Pete?
I think Namor belongs up there.
Beautiful figure.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, okay, look at one of the two biggest things that you said about Deadpool and Punisher are the web gear, it's the accessories that go along with them. Namor's got nothing. The dude's nude for the most part, you know what I mean? And maybe that's why I like the figure so much, is because he is nude, but I thought that was an absolutely great one.
Well, the sculpt too was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. And the little wings on the feet, the throwback to the old school comic, I thought was really cool. Taskmaster was one of my favorites for the year. Would have been top five Legends for me. Just love the figure. I know very, very little about the character. I just thought the figure was great. Iron Skull, I thought was very, very cool. Not super fancy, but I love the idea of it. I love the logo. I liked that figure. Spider-Gwen was a huge win in my opinion.
That's a good figure.
You know, kind of a very, very petite and feminine and delicate and kind of soft color palette. I thought they killed it. The Walmart exclusive double pack, Falcon and Winter Soldier, I thought were two great figures, and I thought it was a fun combo. I don't own that one yet. That's on my list to get. So
they were separate, weren't they?
They were separate, but it was the two came out.
They
came
out
the
same time. Yeah. They're not the same pack.
Oh, see, I thought they were in the same pack. Nope. Okay. Either way, I've got to get my hands on them.
You know, the Falcon is great.
No,
the Winter Soldier.
God damn it! I have the Falcon.
You do?
Yeah.
It's at my house
somewhere.
Yeah,
you still have it though. Yep. So
Rob gave it to me, and I put it downstairs. I keep forgetting to give it to you.
Yeah, just keeps forgetting.
And the Hobgoblin.
I have my own too. I have no reason to have his. Right. The Hobgoblin,
I think, deserves to be at least given honorable mention.
That was the Electro, too.
Great figure.
You know? I love the Electro.
The Electro would not make the list because of the hands. How does a mistake like that get by these people? The attention to detail that you see on some of these figures, and they go, oh, yeah, that's good enough, and they ship it out with that blue lightning bullshit, that bothers me. But
understandable.
Yeah.
And the giant man Baff, I thought was just absolutely awesome.
The slightly larger man.
Yeah, slightly larger man. But you know, with the in conjunction, obviously, with the movie, seeing him as Giant Man in the movie, and then the Juggernaut Baff.
That's why those 12-inch figures they're doing right now. They made a Cap, a Spider-Man, Iron Man. I so want them to make an Ant-Man so that he can be part in that costume.
You might just have to custom one, dude. You might just have to do it yourself.
But wouldn't that be cool if they did that?
Oh, yeah,
you
that's
could
have,
you could put them right in your yep. Legends.
Because then if you had your Legend and then your slightly larger.
Yep.
Or no, in your case, it would be the SH Figure Arts one.
Yeah.
Then the slightly larger BAF. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then the 12.
You start. You know, you start at the 375.
Yeah. Or even smaller. They come with little.
Yeah, like yeah, little there's animals. That one, though. There's that one. Was it an SDCC kit, wasn't yeah. it? That had like six of them in it, various sizes. Yeah. So.
No, and that's cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah,
that's
well, I have one more that I'm not that will be in my top five of all toys that's a legend that I'm surprised nobody's brought up. We'll see what you guys think when I reveal it.
And you know what? We probably just forgot about it.
Probably, because I think I think you're both gonna agree it's a yeah. great figure.
Well, I have a legends in my top five as well that I have not mentioned.
Well, so. You know what's funny is I was going through Gravitz stuff today and I walked past my booth and my stuff and there's that the build a figure Abomination. And his head sculpt and paint job.
I love that figure.
He's so awesome. And the Rhino, too. You know what I mean?
Rhino, yeah.
They're just amazing.
But Rhino was 15, right?
No, I don't
know. No, because you would have been that Venom.
No.
No, that was Absorbing Man. Was but I think Rhino Man. Came after Absorbing Man.
I'm pretty
Man.
Sure he did.
No.
He didn't?
I'm almost positive he did not.
Huh.
So
I don't know.
All just kind of blends together for
it's
me.
It's hard.
Yeah. I could have swore Rhino was this year. But it's so Marvel Legends, man. It's so hard to keep up with them.
This it is. Impossible. Well, I'm going to abstain from a top five Marvel Legends list. But I'm totally going to do a top five MOTU list. So. My top five Masters of the Universe figures, and I'm just blending most Masters of the Universe classics with the Filmation line.
Before you get started, yeah. October of 15, that was the Superior Venom, Ghost Rider, Kraven, White Tiger, guy with the interchangeable heads.
Yep. Wow.
So.
Crazy.
Okay, I feel better. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
No problem. Number five on my list is a figure I do not have. She was the sub-exclusive for the Collector's Choice line. It is Dispara, which is one I gotta get. I'm gonna have to end up paying probably pretty decent money for.
What's that mean?
Dispara is her name. It is Adora, who is She-Ra.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah.
As far as what, when you say a pretty penny, are you thinking like
oh,
50 or 60 or like 140?
60 to 70.
Okay. So not terrible, but much more than you would have liked to have paid.
If I would have got that sub, she would have been 25 or 27. But
I thought you got two of all those subs.
I usually do, but I passed on the Collector's Choice because there weren't a lot of characters in there that I was really after. There was only a few, and
when
so
I
passed on that one.
Got when it. I was doing some of the research looking for my top five for the year, I did my due diligence, and I looked at MOTU. I make fun of it. I did, and I kid you not, 80% of those figures, I didn't know their names. I could not believe the amount of figures that are MOTU classics.
Yeah.
That I've never even heard of, you know?
Yep. They're deep in the line. So. They're very deep in the line. But Dispara, see, I've read all those comics, and Dispara is the comic version of the story of She-Ra. She's a much more evil Adora than she's ever been portrayed before. She is truly an agent of the Horde. She's got a flat top. She's got like football. What do they call that? Where they put the black under her eyes?
Yeah.
Under their eyes. And she goes around sporting a mask that looks like who she thinks her father is, Hordak. And she is one evil bitch. Which is really cool because it really spiced up that story. And I love that comic and I love the way they handled that story. So that's a figure I want, and I've watched many reviews on it. It's safe to say that even though I've never handled it outside the package, she's on my top five.
Top, yeah.
Number four on my list, I have to go with, and this is, I have to go with Anti-Eternia He-Man. He is so cool. Got him out of the package. Now, it's just a He-Man repaint. I know that. With a Castle Grayskull Man shield. But he's just so fun and so cool looking.
I am actually surprised he's that low on your list.
I know. And that's really why I knocked him down, is because he's just a simple repaint.
Oh, God, he's so amazing.
Cool factor, he could be number one. But he's just a repaint, so whatever.
Awesome.
Next on my list is Lord Mask. This is one of the collector's choice sub-figures I wanted. I nabbed him on the Maddie sellout sale. Got him way cheap. This was one of the reasons that I wanted to get the collector's choice. He is part of the two-part episode. We lost. You touched something and we're gone. All right, got that back. House of Shakoti is I think the only two-parter in the original series, and he was a villain. If you can rip his mask off his face, he like disappears and goes away. Which isn't removable. On the I know why you did that.
You were like, if you could rip him, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
like,
I got
literally tried to rip the mask off his face.
Yeah.
I thought I was like, oh, it must be magneted on there or something.
You know, and somebody did that with a custom. They actually drilled that out and put a magnet back there so it could be removable in the toy version.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's just a cool figure design, and I've always liked the character, so he's on my list. Then I got to go, you know, how could I not go with Filmation Skeletor? Fantastic to see the Filmation look come alive. I think I said when these first started coming out, I don't know if I ever felt as much joy opening up these figures because they're just the cartoon come to plastic form. So that means I'm going to finish out my list. Number one, hard thing to do is to make plastic form of the iconic He-Man look from the cartoon, and I'm going to go with Filmation He-Man here. I love it. And this is a cool thing I don't think I ever showed you guys. Evil Seed? He comes with these vines you can put around him.
He comes all over He-Man's chest, and he gets stuck in it?
Yeah, sort of something like
with
that.
With his seed?
With his seed.
So, anyways, he's the guy. He's all wrapped
I'm
up.
Stuck in Evil Seed's seed.
Whatever. There's my top five MOTU for this year figures list. Pete? Top five turtles.
I will tell you that looking back to 2015 when we did this, this is only our second year of doing a year in review, obviously. You guys have to be impressed by the amount of turtles that we've heard about. So turtles, we're stepping up the game. You're making me proud. You know what I mean? When it comes to my list, number five is it's the new Nickelodeon line, and it's the Super Shredder series. It's the four turtles and then Super Shredder. I'm not impressed by the Super Shredder by any stretch of the imagination, but the repaints they did on the turtles I thought were a lot of fun. Picture there for you. You can't see them great, but they've all kind of got black markings, and they're kind of reminiscent of the Night Shadow 2013 Leonardo that they did at SDCC. So just kind of fun. Like I said, kind of a fun repaint of the original turtles. So that set I thought was great. Number four is Armagon. This is from the new line as well, and he is a big shark who has
shark a armor.
Big metal shark head that like closes and is kind of cool. So that was a fun one. Number three, what was one of my favorite turtles last year? You guys made fun of me for it.
Beaver. Evil Beaver. Beaver.
Dark Beaver.
Dark
right?
Beaver.
Well, you guys need to be introduced to Dire Beaver. If you notice, he's been repainted purple. And as opposed to the skull, now he has a like a old school bomb painted on his chest.
Is that a?
It's a real thing. I don't.
Dire Beaver.
Dire Beaver. Yep.
Because is he like a suicide bomber?
I have no idea. But I had how could I not include him in this list?
Oh, you know what geez. I mean?
So
Pete loves his beavers.
Oh yeah. Number two, SH Figure Arts all day long. They're absolutely awesome. I really like them. I only have the one figure. I know another one's coming, and then I've got to figure out where I'm at in the ordering process to get the other two, but I will have that whole set very soon. And I mean, is there any question what the best turtle of 2016 was? It's the NECA quarter scale all day long. Those I will have those this year. They will be in my collection, and they will by far be probably what I would consider my most prized toy collectibles. I just I'm in love with them, and I feel like such a bonehead that I freaking missed out and didn't see them come across Diamond, and the first two at least. So, but
oh, I agree.
Yeah, I mean Dire Beaver, NECA quarter scale, it was close.
That's the
so. All of it. They're great figures. He's a bonehead.
Dire Beaver. So, yeah. But that's what happens if you're dating an old lady. Her bush is gray. You just Dire Beaver.
Dire Beaver. So. That's weak.
Oh, nice.
So.
All right. So now we're going to do.
Good year for turtles, man.
Good year for turtles.
I'm excited.
And I want those four turtles in my collection. I'm a Fairweather turtle fan, I would say. I like turtles, but they're not super important to me. So when something that big demands to take space in my collection, they got to be damn good. So. Travis.
What?
So top fives.
Top five movies.
Top five movies.
Travis is busy. That's why I like to say that. He's fingering his phone.
I just got a text from somebody that was talking about how Kyle and Pete got in a little rant, you know, a little argument on a message thread that we follow. And a friend of ours just texted and said, "Yeah, I was drinking last night and trying to sort through the Kyle and Pete text. I didn't think it was possible, but you two, even though through texting, somehow sounded like you were both choking on dicks."
That's what I was laughing about earlier.
I agree.
Rob posted them.
That's pretty good. Yep. Movies.
Movies. Top five Travis movies. I think we're all going to have the same five movies.
I think so, too.
Pretty close.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, pretty there's close. One that I can say one of us is not going to have.
My number five.
If you say fucking Suicide Squad, I'll start punching people.
My number five, Batman versus Superman.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm serious. When I hear your five, that's when I'll be in. We'll see. All
right.
Okay. Batman versus Superman. It was a huge letdown. Okay. But it's still. I loved Batman. I thought Wonder Woman was great. For all the misses, I still was excited about that movie and
it's like your first sexual experience. A big letdown, but it'll always be held important in your heart. I get it.
Number four, Deadpool. I love Deadpool. I thought it was a great movie. It just couldn't beat out these other three. Number three was Doctor Strange. I loved it. It's a Marvel movie. They do everything right. I can't complain about a single thing about it. Number two, Rogue One. I loved Rogue One. I think is maybe one of the best Star Wars movies ever done, but I still picked Civil War as my number one. I love Cap. I would have his child. I think Chris Evans is the perfect guy to play Steve Rogers, and I love the Winter Soldier stories, and I loved how they pulled that all in and had the fight scene, which we all know it wasn't really a fight. You know, it was kind of them just having fun, but I really enjoyed that movie and I loved so much about it. So that's my five.
All right. Pete?
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. I will go ahead. All right, my top five. Number five, Suicide Squad. Pete?
I hate you.
Batman versus Superman didn't even make my list. I think it's so bad. I picked Suicide over that
Batman versus
because
Superman.
It was just more entertaining.
I will agree with you; it was definitely more entertaining.
I if you remember at the Christmas party, I won. My gift that I got was the Blu-ray of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I've watched it once. I watched it again.
Yep. Have you watched Batman versus Superman twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was more horrible the second time.
Oh yeah.
I got more bored with it.
Yeah.
I was just like, I figured out the story more.
Yep.
I think the first time you see it, I was confused, so I walked out and said, couldn't have been as bad as I thought it was, because I was probably just confused. Right. Then the second time I watched it, and I was like, no, that really is freaking horrible.
If you guys remember, I was bitching the one day, Ashley, my shop manager, had it on here in the store. Yeah, she's no longer with the company. I have a new manager now. His name is Zach. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. So.
Now, I will say that On the second viewing of Suicide Squad, I didn't like it as much as the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
But it still has entertainment value more than, I think, more than Batman vs. Superman. Just my opinion. Number four on my list, Doctor Strange. Great movie. Love the effects. I don't know what to say. It's all around good, but it gets beat by number three, Deadpool, because Deadpool is such a great character, so funny, and it's just had that feel that they were trying to swing for the fences with not much budget. And I think that they did it. They pulled off a great story, and I just think it edges out Doctor Strange for me. Number two, I'm a big Cap guy, Civil War, fantastic movie. I can't knock it. There's nothing to say except that Rogue One was better. Rogue One was just a solid movie. It was Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but even if it wasn't Star Wars, the boxes they checked in that movie for Star Wars fans, they didn't miss. So they delivered. It felt like the biggest movie of this year to me. And so number one is Rogue One. Pete?
Just so you know, Civil War made more money.
Okay.
For the year.
Finding Dory made the most money of last year.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't be Civil War, did it?
Yes, it did.
I thought Civil War was the number one.
I have it right here.
Mm. Well, you don't got to go until you can do your
I got to do it now.
I just thought Civil War was the number one movie
last year.
There's
no way Rogue One was going to do that because it had like few days in the year.
Finding Dory. And then Rogue One. And then Civil War.
No, that's not possible. You're talking, that must be opening day or something.
2016 domestic grosses. Total grosses of all movies released in 2016 based on boxofficemojo.com.
That don't make sense.
You can't really
do
that because Rogue One's still
it's only been out for...
It's still making money.
Yeah, it was only out for...
That's date as of today.
Huh.
So, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to lie to you guys.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
So, yeah, Rogue One didn't make my list. So... number five, was The Magnificent Seven. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. Now you have to realize that it's a top five movies that came out in 2016, which means I've seen them in theaters and I may have gone to the theaters nine times in the year. You know what I mean? So there's not a ton to pick from really, but Magnificent Seven, I thought was great. It was very well acted. It was well written. It was fun. I really enjoyed that. So, an honorable mention, Magnificent Beasts and Where to Find Them. Incredibly entertaining. Very family friendly. Apparently it's Harry Potter's world.
Yes.
I've never seen any Harry Potter, but I really enjoyed it. It was very fun and very entertaining. So number four for me, was X-Men Apocalypse. I really enjoyed X-Men. I love the characters. I love James McAvoy.
I love
some of the origin story, Magneto. I really enjoyed it. So, number three for me was Doctor Strange for all the reasons you guys said. Number two for me was Deadpool for all the reasons you guys said. And of course, number one was Civil War. So
my list for the worst movies of 2017, I can tell you right now, winning that list is Transformers.
Did you guys notice there was something else missing off my list?
I'm sorry. What was number one on your list?
Civil War.
Number two?
Deadpool.
Number three.
Doctor Strange.
Yep. So three, for sure, three hit all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah.
So, and I enjoyed Rogue One. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I didn't get that. I didn't get some of the attachment that you guys got. You said it checked all the boxes.
Yeah, for a Star Wars fan.
That means very little to me because I don't necessarily get it all. You know what I mean? Highly entertaining, and I love what they did. The effects were great. So, plus I just thought there was other movies that I thought deserved a nod for the year. So,
you know, it's funny now that you say Magnificent Seven, that I would probably might have put before Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. I would have put The Secret Life of Pets before Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I never saw that.
That was great. So,
yep. Movies was kind of rough. Now, you know, it's funny now that when I looked at the list for the fact that we had four, five-ish great movies.
They're all superhero movies.
Yes.
Superheroes, you know, and Star Wars the last couple of years.
After that, though, I was kind of like,
well, can you think of any other movies we went and saw?
Zootopia, was that this year? That's a good movie.
Zootopia was
good. Was good. I think, did Sisters come out last year? That was a pretty funny but I mean, even in the world of comedies, there wasn't like a bunch of comedies I went and saw.
No, Ghostbusters. You know?
And Ghostbusters was good, and it wasn't list worthy, but not it was. I'm glad I watched it. You know, yeah. But like I said, you know, I saw the CIA movie with The Rock and you know, and that was funny, and that was in last year. But again, when it comes down to it, when you talk about the best movies of the year, it's the superhero stuff. Yeah. But again, what movie isn't on there that you guys probably would have expected me to put on there?
Was the Turtles?
Yeah, Secret of the Ooze, man.
I still haven't seen it.
It was fun. It was entertaining. But I mean, when it comes down to it, it wasn't top five. It wasn't top six. It didn't even make honorable mention.
Yeah. I didn't even see it.
So
you know what? One I wish I would have seen that probably would have made my list had I seen it was the last Bourne movie. I still haven't seen that.
I haven't seen any of the Bourne movies. Oh. They've always been on my list to watch. I love Matt Damon. Yeah. You know?
Oh, you'd love the Bourne movies.
You're gonna love them more.
But you know, at the end of the year though, too, like, you know, Passengers came out just before the end of the year. That looks great. Nah, it's bad.
I should say it's bad, but
really?
You'd be bored.
Oh, that bums me out. I was excited about it.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
So we as a show did a top five list, and then we're sitting around here seeing all the movies we haven't seen. Maybe we should have thought that out.
Well, but if you think about it, I mean, to say that we go to the movies once a month, so that's 12 movies in a year. We're doing a top five, and I didn't go once a month. You probably did, Travis. Maybe a smidge more.
I think a smidge less, actually.
You know, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I like that.
Would have been up. Would have been in the top 10.
It was a borderline for me. It's top 10 for sure. But then again, I would have struggled to find 10 movies I really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were worth talking about.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But, I mean, fuck, I put Batman vs. Superman in my top five.
I know.
Yeah.
And you put Suicide Squad. You were struggling there, man.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Which is funny, because I would say, holy crap, 2016 was one of the best years for movies ever.
Yeah.
Really, what's your top five?
Well, the ones that were great were great.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah.
And the ones
What was the third Marvel movie?
There actually wasn't three. There's only two. I think this year is going to be the first year they actually put out three Marvel movies. Otherwise, it's always two.
I thought it was always three.
I don't think so.
May, June, and August, I thought. There was there three every year.
I think you might be confusing like when an X-Men it was one or of the Fox like or something
drops.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know that I saw a thing was talking about how this is going to be the best year ever for Marvel.
Well,
because,
yeah, there's three. There's Spider-Man Homecoming, there's Thor Ragnarok, and then the first Infinity, right?
No, Guardians.
Guardians, yep.
And
Guardians is first.
Yeah, and Netflix, you know, will be having Defenders,
right.
Iron Fist, Punisher. I think all three of those this year.
Well, and that's a great segue. Top. What was the best of TV last year, 2016?
I couldn't do a top five. I don't think borderline. I mean, well, I probably could do, and this is off our heads because we didn't even talk about this.
Well, I did.
Oh, it's a pizza spring. Well, then why don't you tell us?
Yeah,
your
why
top
don't you
five?
Go if you're,
yeah,
if you're
in no particular order? Okay, Stranger Things.
Yep.
I mean, how is that not in the top five? That was great. Luke Cage, of course, was absolutely epic on Netflix. I loved it. Westworld, again, just crazy, absolutely great. Into the Badlands. Another one that is starting up here again very, very soon. I'm very excited about. So I don't have five. I had four. But
I can't believe you only got that.
So you
Walking Dead.
You missed Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones.
Well,
or are you thinking like...
These were shows that debuted in 2016, not like... Yeah, the new season of Game of Thrones was great. The new season of Shameless was great. The new season of Homeland. Yes, all those seasons were great. Those shows are great. These were shows that actually came out in 2016.
Yeah.
So.
Then I'm right there with you. I mean, because Daredevil would have been season two of Daredevil.
Right. And like I said, but that was, again, that to me was.
Preacher didn't make you guys, or make you.
I completely forgot about it, and it wouldn't have.
It wouldn't have made my top five either.
Preacher didn't do so good. I got bored with it right away.
I liked it. I stayed with it, but I totally understand where you say. You got tired of it.
Is there going to be a season 2?
Oh, yeah. It did well.
Yep.
Mm. Yep, it did do well. But, I mean, actually knocking down a top five is really hard for me in that if I could include Walking Dead, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like I said, I was just looking at it from a standpoint of some things that came out. Because, again, there was a ton of great – this, you know, the Ray Donovan was great. Homeland was, I mean, all of those were great.
Season 2 of Daredevil was this year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that would be on it.
Yep, and that's welcome to 4.5 minutes ago. So.
Yep.
Travis literally said that 4.5 minutes ago.
Sorry.
So.
But I'm used to him not listening to me.
Right.
I wouldn't listen to me if I was probably sitting here.
I'm the only one that has ever done that.
Ever in the history.
Yeah, like that one time when Travis didn't tell everybody that he was talking about his SH figure at Hulkbuster.
The history of the podcast.
You want to bring that up? You still deserve a punch of the nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Someday. All right, so we got our top five movies. Let's move on to top five toys. I think this is going to be an interesting thing because we probably talked about a lot of this stuff already. Does anybody want to volunteer to start?
Why don't we just go around everybody's five, everybody's four, and do it that way? And then reveal everybody's ones in order.
I like that. That sounds fun. So I mean, it'd be really confusing for listeners, but yeah, I get it. Let's do that.
Number five, Steven, as the host, you take it. Number five slot. No. Any honorable mentions?
Oh, yeah. I got one right off the bat. Now, I want to say this right off the bat. I did not include Mythic Legions in this because they're all so freaking good. I can't pick a figure out of them. Like, my top five, if I had Mythic Legions, my top five would be five Mythic Legions. They're fantastic. As a line, I'm going to say they came out in 2016, and I think they are the best figures, the best figure line that came out this year, that released toys this year. So, that being said, I'm just going to pretend they didn't exist. And I'm not going to include Hot Toys either because I view them as more, I know I did last year, but I'm kind of viewing them as more of like high-end collectibles as toys. This is how I'm thinking more stuff.
Yeah, whatever helps you justify that to Courtney, buddy, however you want to say it.
It has nothing to do with Courtney. Anyways, one of my favorite, this is a honorable legend or honorable mention.
It's not a legend.
It is not a legend. It is K2SO from Rogue One. 6-inch Black Series figure. Just a great figure, great representation of the character. Might have something to do with how much I love that character.
I was going to ask you that. Did you love the figure prior to the movie?
I did love the figure prior to the movie, but I definitely would say I have a different attachment to it now.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. So, I'm going to start off with saying that here's a Marvel Legend figure that nobody mentioned yet.
I'm excited to hear which one it is.
It is Rogue.
Oh, you know what? She's on my honorable mention list, and I never talked about him.
Rogue is fantastic.
She is. She's a beautiful figure. That is an amazing head sculpt. Great job with her jacket. She's rocking. I mean, Rogue has always been beautifully drawn in the comics. I absolutely do love this figure.
Not beautifully drawn in all the comics. That cover that you've got.
Yeah, that's true. This is a beautiful figure.
So I give her the top five, or the
honorable mention.
Number five. No, she's number five.
Oh, she's your number five.
She's my number five in the top five of the year.
Wow.
Trev, honorable mention in your five?
Honorable mention, Virtue and Hex. You guys remember the you know, 4-inch figures I brought in? It was started out as a Kickstarter. Now they're selling them on their website. And it was pretty much these modular, great little figures that you could make all kinds of things. And I said it's one of the greatest. This is going to be now where we're finally going to see Globulus done correctly, G.I. Joe-wise, because we're going to get them. Because customizers can do them because they're giving you that serpent tail that comes with Medusa. So I gave them an honorable mention. I think they're great figures, but I was struggling to put 4-inch figures into these lists. And I will say that I do have one that makes it. And that for me is at number, well, I got one more honorable mention before I do that.
That's fine. I got two honorable mentions.
Okay,
as well.
Good. And I struggled between the two of them. I don't have a Black Series figure on my list from Star Wars. And I loved some of the stuff they put out. K2SO is a great example. But I really struggled. I was really going back and forth between the Death Troopers and the Hover Tank Pilot. I love the Hover Tank Pilot. Those. Pete's honorable mentions as well, right? Or well, just Star Wars.
They're two Star Wars. Yeah, I just because those are ones I want. I were worth mentioning, I thought.
I love those figures.
Pete loved it so much on Rogue
I gave
Rogue
it a
Friday.
Fucking away. And that's always gonna be one of those figures that I could have it, but I don't have it. And even when I do have it, I had time lost with that figure. So that's always gonna be hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Those are my honorable mentions. I loved both those figures. I'm an army builder. The hover tank, he is just really cool looking. I've always really liked the troopers, and I felt like those two were just amazing figures, and I really enjoyed them. So those were my honorable mentions. Coming in at number five for me was the Marauders Task Force figures, including the Valkyries, but those are the figures I brought in. We looked at. I really enjoy those figures, and even though I'm getting out of the 4-inch. It was pretty fun. Well, I mean, I always have a 4-inch, right. But it was a
well,
lot of fun.
Well, 3.75, a lot of people call them 4.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, you just round up.
Yeah, you just round up.
It really is, they're just awesome. It's fun being able to create and build these figures and make whatever you want, and then, it goes all the way to the point of, if you want, then you just take your Duke head off, one of your Duke figures, and pop it on there, and now you've got this Duke outfitted in this just really great desert camo or urban, outfit. I love it. I think it's really fun. I really enjoy it. And if those had come out 3 years ago when I was in my heyday of G.I. Joe's,
you
would have
gone nuts, dude.
It would have went nuts.
Yeah, because you were still at a 375 Legends at that time, too.
Yeah, yep. So Marauders comes in for me at number five.
Cool. For my top five, I kept it more to... I mean, you could literally do research and you could look and find things, but I tried to keep things that I, like Joe talked about earlier, having that I've actually held or that I've actually am aware of. For my honorable mentions, that Samurai Spider-Man that I got is just awesome. And the more I look at it, the more I like it. The other honorable mention for me is the Anti-Eternia He-Man. That figure was cool when I saw it before. I saw it again in the package the other night when we were hanging out. I got to hold it out of the package today, and that thing is just cool, man. It's my color scheme. It's kind of my idea, and it's kind of, again, the anti-He-Man. It kind of fits with my vibe. I like it. So number five for me was the Marvel Legends Raft set.
Oh,
very
so
cool.
Yes.
And it's not that any one of the figures is like, oh my goodness. I mean, obviously Abomination's in there, which is very cool. But with it being a somewhat of an exclusive set, and plus the presentation of it, it's a great collectible set.
They killed it with the presentation.
Yeah. Yep. Because, you took there's another Spider-Man in there, of course, the Purple Man I really like, the Sandman I really like.
Yeah.
And then the Night Guy, I don't even know anything about him, but it's cool looking.
It just looks cool, though.
Yeah. So, and is it Enchantress?
Yep.
Sorceress. Enchantress.
Enchantress, yep.
Enchantress. So, again, cool figures. Again, none that I think individually would have made my top five Legends list, but together as a set was definitely in the top five for me. So.
Cool.
Nice. So, I'm
number four.
Number four.
And these guys were also cool enough to, they're handing the toys around. They brought them with. I didn't bring shit with me. So, it's around here in the shop. I just haven't. I'm too lazy to get up and get it.
Yeah.
Number four is another Marvel Legend. This one we've talked about. Wolverine. I love it. Love this Wolverine. I'll always love this Wolverine. I don't know if they'll ever do a better one. I don't know how they could.
Your pose is better than Travis's.
Of course.
Guess who posed that?
But his claws are better than yours. You got a
jank
claw.
Yeah, I do have a jank claw, and I've messed with it. But anyways.
It's a great figure. The only thing that'll happen, the only thing that I think can happen is they'll start doing, now they'll do a repaint of him. And it's yellow and blue.
Right.
And then some people will say, oh, that's the best Wolverine ever made because that's their favorite, right. That color scheme.
Honestly, I'd love to see that in the X-Force.
Well, that's that. And it's funny. I was sitting here going, man, nothing really is going to beat the brown and yellow for me. And then I was like, oh, shit, until they put on the X-Force on.
And that literally is like an afternoon task for a Steve or a Bill or Chris Middlecamp.
Yeah, they would rip that out. That'd be pretty easy for them. Matter of fact, I think Bill is already working on it. I can't remember for sure, but I think he is. Yeah. Probably. So he'll have it done in a couple years.
I was going to say, he's already half done with it, huh?
Yeah. My number four, and it's something that I just recently brought on the show and talked about, so it's relatively new to me, but...
Yes.
It is the S.H. Figueroa to Bruce Lee.
You put him back in the package?
I put him back in the package for bringing him here. Because I just didn't want to lose.
Because he comes with 18 sets of hands.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to lose anything. And you know, there was actually a lot of SH figures I looked at and was kind of, you know, the Luke, Jedi Luke, which I think that one might have been 2015. But there obviously was New Hope Luke. But, man, as I sat there and looked at him, you know, he really doesn't fit in anything I collect. And we've talked about this. But he is... I think he's the best SH figure, arts figure I have. Because with the Lukes, we look at him and we go, ah, oh, man, that hair. Right. That's that little gold sheen on that hair. If they just would have done a little different. There's nothing about this that I look at and go, man, they could have done something a little bit different. I put him in a couple poses, took some pictures on, you know, on the dial that I got from Chris Middlecamp, and man, it just pops.
You need to get like a board breaking. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like he karate chopping it or something.
It
needs a little
smidge
of blood on one of the heads with the lip.
Yeah,
a little bit of blood,
or maybe put his scratches from. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm blanking on the movie, but yeah, it's just a great figure. I love it. So that came in at number four for me.
My number four was the Play Arts Harley Quinn. One of the bigger, one of the most expensive purchases I've made for a single figure. One of the more detailed and, you know, it's grander than the average figure for me. And I just think it's really cool. And so I thought it deserved the nod.
Detailed and
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, cool. I mean the like talk about with the Bruce Lee stuff, interchangeable pigtails, so you can have the different colored hair and the pigtails. I mean, just down to the fine detail is really cool.
Well, great. Back to me then, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, my number three, I'm thinking along the same lines as Kyle Moore, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Old Ben.
No.
Just this is a set I love with the table, the two lightsabers. You got Luke's lightsaber. You got Ben's lightsaber. You got the recently departed
years ago, you served my father,
Carrie Fisher.
Now he begs you.
So
sounds like her too.
Oh, it is. It is. You know. So, anyways, just love the presentation of this. I know they released Old Ben now singly, but that's the presentation that I love. So,
talk about that open carry, closed carry meme that I had the other day.
Yeah,
one of my EMS buddies sent me a picture. Knows that I'm into this, and it was a picture of Princess Leia, and it said, "Fuck Obi-Wan, a defibrillator was my only hope."
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's cold-hearted, man.
That is bad.
Hilarious, but cold-hearted. So,
very cold-hearted.
All right, who's next? Number three.
Number three.
I think this is probably going to be on Steve's list as well, but he's sitting on the table right now, and that is Lion-O.
You mean because it's my Lion-O? You think that's why it might be on my list?
I think so. Yep. Yep. Maddie Collector, Lion-O. I love this figure. I think he's beautiful. I actually kind of struggled a little bit between him and Panthro, to be honest.
No, me too.
Yep. Panthro is just an amazing figure, but I think it still comes down to Lion-O. As weird as it sounds, I was always such a huge fan of this claw, the claw shield that he had. And man, they really killed it with that. The detail is just amazing. The Four Horsemen knocked it out of the park, and I love this Lion-O. So he comes in at number three for me.
Number three for me is a 1/6 scale Deadpool. You guys want to wager which one I decided after our debate? Did I go Hot Toys or did I go Sideshow?
I am going to guess Hot Toys because I know you love the movie.
I was for the same sort of reason and the posability, and we talked about the tailoring of the suit. I'm going to go with the Hot Toys one as well.
You guys are correct. The Hot Toys Deadpool. It comes down to the suit, the look of the leather, Kevlar. Both of them are great, but that edged that out for me.
Well, I mean, one came out in 2015 too, so that made it a lot easier.
I thought it was just after the first of the year.
I'm pretty sure I had it in my top five for last year.
Oh, maybe you did.
But you know what? We could, but we could have done that in the end of January,
right?
And I was like, "Well, I got it." So yeah, no, I mean, it's hard telling. Yeah, and that doesn't shock me, regardless. Anyway, I mean, I think it's an amazing Deadpool,
right?
It's absolutely amazing and beautiful figure, and I think it's just it's killer.
Yeah.
Steven just walked away from the table. He's going to get his giant number two.
And imagine that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can fit it in there. Get in there. It's just a podcast. Not like we've had technical difficulties before.
Yeah.
So, I just brought my Masters of the Universe Classics Rotan over. Now, I just got this thing in the mail. It was something that popped up at the very end of Maddie Collector being a thing. They're shut down now. And I bought this and not knowing how much I was going to love this thing. I knew I was going to like it. But when it came, and to put this into perspective, I brought the original for Pete because I know Pete has no bearing of this. So I'm handing him the original toy version of the Rotan.
Why is Skeletor's got like a... What is up with this?
That is not Skeletor. That is the included figure, the Skelecon, which are
from the Tappers.
Yeah, from Tappers. Yeah. And they're minions of him. He came with it. I don't know why they included an army builder with a expensive vehicle part, because it's almost impossible to army build him now.
That's the issue.
But that being said, I love the figure. He's got a little sheath. He's got a little bone sword that comes out of the sheath. I like his spear. This thing, you know, the Rotan is kind of one of those vehicles in MOTU where they'll show pictures of it flying for some reason.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's an original box art flying. It's, you know, so they gave you a flight stand for it. But it also does the, let's see, you'll probably hear the vintage toy. And the big one also, if you roll it, it doesn't make the noise, doesn't do the clicking, but the rotor that would eat people up. The sheer size, the scale,
it's three times as big as it was vintagely.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the way a vintage figure fits in the vintage Rotan, the figure's big in the figure. Right. You look at the
he's
way
like sitting on top of it. Vintage. Yeah.
It's like
a cockpit on the new one.
And he fits in there much better.
Does the original have that cage?
No, this was pictured in a model kit that they made back in the day for MOTU. And so they included it with this, and you can put that on there, and it gives it a pretty cool look. I actually like it. Usually I shy away from stuff when they add things like this.
No, it looks better with that on it.
Like I shy away from Panthor's helmet. But I actually like this canopy-looking thing. It adds more red to the picture, to the thing. It just looks tougher.
It looks better. It's amazing.
That's number two. Now,
I'm kind of bummed.
Kind of bummed you didn't get it?
Yeah. What's the sticky stuff on it?
That is, it's pure me, man. There isn't really sticky stuff on it.
What is that? That's gross.
One of the cool things is, Steven.
It looks like a paint touch up.
No, it does not.
You talking about this right here? That?
No, this.
No, we're talking about the splooge on it.
There's splooge on it.
A little splooge on it.
I will say.
Dry.
Yeah.
You've
had it for a couple days.
All of the anatomy of this craft, if you will, is all, you know, decals that you stick on where it's all sculpted and painted on the new one, which is pretty cool.
I like the back where it's got like a
scales.
Feels like spinal cord almost coming up the back.
I am really bummed.
It feels
I did
like
not
a spinal
one.
Column. You can't feel the spinal cord. The cords in the center; those are the bony prominence or the column.
Really bummed I didn't buy one.
I'm not.
So that surprises me, Pete.
It's cool for what it is. I mean, but you'd be as excited about a remake of the vintage turtle van. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think, you know, it's going to be interesting. I bet that piece ends up being really expensive.
It may.
Yep. Last vehicle made in the line. A lot of people didn't buy it because they were hoping it was going to go on clearance. It didn't go on clearance. I mean, we'll see what happens with all that Maddie stuff, but it could be end up being a really pricey
piece. Did you buy more than one, Steven?
No. I couldn't afford more than one.
It's pretty expensive.
$120?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because of the figure, and I didn't want to...
Did you just get this one for Christmas from Courtney? The vintage Rotom?
Boxed.
Boxed.
Yeah.
This one's not boxed.
I took that out of the box. No, I didn't. Okay. No, boxed is the one I got from Courtney. This is just a loose one. And these are relatively cheap. You find these all over. Yeah, Motu bins are like $5.
$5.
Yeah. I probably got this from Travis for $5, to be honest.
Now, with guns, I might go a little bit higher, but yeah.
But, yeah. So, I love that. I'm so impressed with that. I almost put that at number one.
Wow. You were really impressed with that.
Ugh. All right.
What's in your two-hole, Trav?
It is me, isn't it?
It is you.
Number two for me is going to be the Figma Hulk. And I will say Hulk is one of my favorite characters. So that's where why he falls so high for me is because I love the Hulk. And there is a lot of great Hulks out there, but I feel like this Hulk is the best Hulk ever made. I love the paint on him. I love the sculpt. I wish that he maybe had a little bit more articulation, but he is able to get in a lot of great poses. You know, the only articulation I wish he had would probably have been an ab crunch, but I think because of how real they were trying to make him look, an ab crunch isn't, it goes against that.
Yeah, it would, the lines would wreck the look, the sculpt. They would have to sacrifice his appearance to do that,
right?
And it's not worth it.
Yep. I love how this Hulk looks. Now, I will say there was a delay on this figure. I don't even, you maybe even ordered them in 2015. I don't know. It took forever for them to get him out. And not only that, he was really expensive. It's probably one of the most expensive 6-inch figures I own. And so that kind of draws away from him from that standpoint, but is purely based on an action figure. I love this figure.
Did he come broken?
Yeah, he came in the box, shipped to me, with his neck post snapped. Chris Middlecamp repaired him for me and did a wonderful job, and he can do, you know, all the poses that he needs to do now. Now, the company that I got him from out of Japan, yeah, just send him back, and we'll send him back to Figma. They'll send us a new one. We'll send it to you. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know?
The beauty of this figure is in the shading of the muscles.
That is it. It's the paint.
It's the paint.
Yep.
Work here. That's what gives him such a great look. And he is. He's great. He's very matte look. There's no gloss to this figure. It doesn't look like it's plastic. You know?
Yep.
He looks like if you grabbed a hold of him and he had a rubbery feel, you would expect that.
Yep.
When you touch him. And, now, like Chris was talking when he was looking at the construction of him, looks a little weak. Like you could easily break this figure, and I think that's a negative. But I understand. I'm gonna pull one on Travis's book. I understand why you like him so much because of that look.
Yep. And like I said too, I'm putting him on a shelf. You know, I'm gonna get him in a cool pose. He's gonna sit on a shelf for 6 months.
Right.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
What are you going to do with them in 6 months?
I'll put them in another pose.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll sit for another 6 months.
Right. It's a cool figure.
Yeah. I just love how he looks.
Yep. It's a pretty classic Hulk.
I mean, I just worry, like, if he didn't survive shipping without his head falling off, if he takes a tumble off one of your shelves.
Oh, if he tumbles off a shelf, he's done.
Yeah.
You know, it's another repair job. Yeah. So, but I'm very careful from where I place him, how I place him. You know, he goes into detolf. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's just the way it works. Yeah.
Yep. P, Pete.
Number two. This is one. This is a dream figure for me because I didn't order it. And everybody talks about the line, but the Forest Troll that Mythic Legions did in 16. And I don't think anybody's even got them yet, but I know they came. People bought them in 16, right?
You're talking the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
Oh, that.
Mythic Legions. Yes. There's the Stone Troll and the Forest.
Yep.
I love the Stone Troll's huge club he has, but I much prefer the Forest's head sculpt. His teeth kind of go up, the other ones go down, you know what I mean? So, but that's on there for me. Again, all of the other figures, I mean, that's because of the sheer size, those stand out a little bit. I can see how you could do a top 25 and it just be Mythic Legions, you know. But the Trolls to me were a big standout for those guys last year.
Awesome, which brings me to my number one, which is kind of a letdown because Travis already talked about this figure, but I have to go. I think the coolest figure that was released in 2016 was Lion-O of the Thundercats. I think that there have been a few iterations of the Thundercats since they were released in the 80s. There was Bandai, I think. Did Bandai do it?
Yeah, they did. Yep.
And there's just been a different few iterations. This is the coolest ever since the first one. His hair sculpt, the horseman just seemed to take so much care with this figure. Now he has a couple of dumb interchangeable hands, but I'm not gonna knock it because they weren't detrimental. You don't have to have those hands to make him work. So anyways, I'm just going to say that he struck a nerve with me, and the rest of the line, they've all been great figures so far. I hope it continues, and that figure right there in this line has made me much more of a Thundercats fan than I've ever been.
Yeah, because he's that amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So number one, Lion-O for Steven. Nice. I like it. Number one for me. Unlike Steven, I'm not going to puss out. Sir Gideon, Heaven's Brand, from Mythic Legions.
It's a great figure.
Yep.
Absolutely great figure.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Like Steve said, and Pete just echoed, I struggle picking one. And my favorite kind of changes almost on a daily basis.
Depends on where your eye hits.
Yeah, when I walk through the room and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, that one looks awesome today. I kind of struggled on which one to grab, but this one for me, and I would say a big part of it too, is the pose that Steven has put him in. That's why he caught my eye today. He is just an amazing figure. And when I originally displayed him, I displayed him with his face shield open. And I thought it was cool. I love their sculpts. I think they do an amazing job. I never actually put it with his face shield closed. And then you came over one day and messed up all my stuff, and you closed his. And holy shit.
Yeah.
He looks awesome. So it's just an amazing figure. I'm just super impressed. And we've talked about the Four Horsemen and their ability, but this line absolutely amazes me. It just amazed me, and every year their figures will probably take one of the top spots in my list because they're amazing. Yeah, so this is it for me, number one.
That sword's helping them out, too.
And that's a huge part of it. The Heaven's Brand sword, you know, which came in an accessory pack, it is, I mean, it's an awesome, awesome sword.
The golds don't match, though, and that bothers me. The gold on the sword and the gold on his armor are different.
Gotcha.
Yep. The sword's more bronze.
Yeah.
That's all I can look at now.
That's all you can see.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
See, that doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother me.
Well, I just look at it. If I'm a knight and I walk through and there's this sword that's the best sword in the rack, that's the sword I'm grabbing. So that doesn't bother me as much. But
would the sword be made of the same gold that was put on his armor?
Right. But,
hopefully not.
But I understand where Pete's coming from. Just looking at it, it's a, you know, I understand both sides. What do you know?
I, you know, I the thing is I hate it, but I kind of love it I love it, hate it. It's, you know.
So it's a love hate.
Yeah.
It's a love hate. What no, can I say?
I mean, how to look at that figure and that's what I've got to find a nitpick. That just goes to show you how much ass the Four Horsemen are kicking, man.
Right.
I mean, that thing is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's
amazing. I've never seen the winged helmet before. That's new to me.
You know what's funny is when the winged helmets first were shown, I didn't like them. I felt like they're too big, and it was just kind of weird to me and everything. So I just didn't. But then I got them.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
fucking epic.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
A lot of the Four Horsemen stuff does that. Like this new Covenant of Shadows. There's a. Isn't there like a bright green ogre or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of weird.
Yep.
Maybe it's a skeleton. I can't
There's
remember.
A skeleton.
It's a neon.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm and when I saw that, I was like, yeah. But I'll bet you, when I get that damn thing in hand, I'm gonna be like, yep.
Wow, that color yeah. really makes it pop.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so.
That leaves us with Pete.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's incredibly and totally anticlimactic, because how could I not pick the quarter-scale NECA Turtles, man?
I was hoping somebody would.
You know, that to me, dude, is just. I cannot wait. I can honestly tell you that I've never been after something as hot as I'm after these. You know, I just, the desire's there, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. You know how excited I was when I thought you actually had them?
You know how excited I thought I actually had them?
So excited, he told me to stop in and check them out.
Yeah, send me a picture of the SH figure arts, because they're not the NECA ones. So.
All right. So. That's our opinions on the year 2016. I think our opinions are that they pumped out a lot of cool shit in 2016. And 2017, I don't think it's going to slow down.
No.
I think it's going to pick up. We're going to get more variety in our Mythic Legions. We're going to hopefully at least get an announcement that the Thundercats are going to continue.
Yeah. 2016 was an amazing year for toys.
It was.
Right. Absolutely amazing.
We do have to do a quick the top five tragedies of 2016. I think we need to recognize those. Number five,
way to end weather the show on a downer.
Weather related. 2016 was a crazy year for weather. You know, on foreign soil, Taiwan, the earthquake, 111 dead. The winter storm here in the States, 48 dead. There was a hurricane down south, the wildfires in California. It was crazy. It was a crazy year for weather, and it was a fatal year for weather. Number four, celebrity deaths. It was a crazy year for celebrity deaths. Carrie Fisher, George Michael, Zsa Gabor, Craig Sager, famed analyst on the sidelines, known for all of his flashy attire. Florence Henderson, we lost her from the Brady Bunch there. Alan Thicke from Growing Pains. Leonard Cohen, famed music producer. Arnold Palmer, he actually invented the tea and lemonade mixed drink and then went on to be a professional golfer. Jose Fernandez, tragic Miami Marlins pitcher, only 26, died in a boat accident. Alexis Arquette, whom you guys would know as George from The Wedding Singer, the transvestite-looking one who only sang that one Culture Club song. That was sad. Gene Wilder, that one stung. I've always been a huge Gene Wilder fan. Stephen Hill, famed district attorney from Law & Order. Kenny Baker, played R2-D2. Ron Lester, Billy Bob from Varsity Blues. That was a tragedy. Muhammad Ali, Gordie Howe, obviously two very famous athletes. Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince. China from famed WWE wrestling, not the country. Doris Roberts, Danny Tanner's mom, Ray Romano's mom. I mean, she was just momming it up all over the small screen. Glenn Frey and from the Eagles, and of course David Bowie, among others. Those were just ones that, off the top of my head, I could remember. That was tragic. The shootings throughout the country, the two that will always stand out from 16 in my mind, Obviously, the 49 killed in the nightclub shooting in Florida. And then, of course, the five Dallas police officers, our brother in arms, killed in Texas. Number two, tragedies. And again, I'm not downplaying anybody's death, but I think that the 2016 presidential election was an absolute tragedy and a travesty from beginning to end. Not saying who got elected. I'm just saying, have we had to deal with all that shit on social media? And of course, without question, how do we not talk about the biggest tragedy of 2016? Do you guys want to take a bet at what it is?
I can't even begin to imagine.
No.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It was Suicide Squad. So, of all the tragedies that occurred, the worst thing to happen to us in 2016 was having to watch that abomination.
That was the longest setup to a Suicide Squad.
The 1-2 punch. Pow!
Attack.
It was obviously a great year for us. I mean, we did 45-plus episodes, probably close to 45 for the year, I'd say was probably pretty fair. We kept on a pretty good regimen. We got a lot of cool stuff. We got to go a lot of cool places. We met a lot of cool people. Social media has grown and grown. So looking forward to 17. Biggest thing looking forward to 17 toy related in my world is MuskegeeCon. You know, trying to host my first ever comic book convention with obviously the help of you guys. So don't forget about that March 18th at the Holiday Inn in Muskegon. So thanks to everybody who contributed lists, not only today, but comments, questions, concerns, insults over the last year and kind of the driving force to keep this going. We'll sit here and constantly pretend that you still want to hear us as long as you still interact with us and pretend like you still want to hear us. So in the very near future, great stuff coming for us in 2017 with new intros and new music by the wonderful Dave Hunt. So it's going to be a good year. So continue to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wife Is Killing Me. Check us out at toydomesticviolence.com. Wife Is Killing Me at Gmail. Of course, my wife is going to kill me on Facebook. Then all of our personal Facebooks as well. So so long, 2016. It was a good year. Again, we're looking forward to 2017 and continuing to get together here and do what we do. So for Steve Bisciotti and Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. You've just listened to episode 56, the 2016 year in review episode of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.